This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Lynn Neary. When President Obama announced a new strategy for Afghanistan last year, he said an additional 30,000 U.S. troops would be deployed. Many of the new troops are expected to take on Taliban militants on their home turf in the southern province of Kandahar. Military officials said there would be a major assault on Kandahar, but now the timing of the operation and the rhetoric have changed. NPR Foreign Affairs correspondent Jackie Northam reports.
Until a few weeks ago, U.S. and NATO military officials were describing the upcoming operation in Kandahar as a major offensive, the cornerstone of the new strategy meant to break the momentum of the Taliban insurgency, and that it was due to get underway this spring or in early summer, wrapped up by August. But then last month, American military spokesman in Kabul began telling reporters it was incorrect to use terms such as offensive or operation in describing plans for Kandahar. Last week, General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, said the efforts in Kandahar are a process, not an event.
We're not using the term operation or major operations because that often brings to mind in people's psyche, the idea of a D-Day and an H-hour and an attack.
Not only has the terminology changed, so too has the timeline. Officials with the Departments of State and Defense say an outright offensive won't be launched until this autumn, at the earliest. Instead, American soldiers would be training their Afghan counterparts in Kandahar and targeting individual militants in the city and surrounding regions. The major offensive is on hold while the U.S. rethinks its strategy. John Noggle is a counterinsurgency specialist with the Center for a New American Security.
I think what's happening in Kandahar is that they're digesting some of the lessons of Marja.
In February, the U.S. launched an offensive in the villages of the Marja district, driving out the Taliban. Since then, militants have filtered back in, and the newly installed government is struggling to take hold. Noggle says U.S. military strategists now recognize they need a strong government in Kandahar to help secure the trust of the city's residents before going in.
I think we've learned a great deal over the course of the last 3 or 4 months in Marja with that operation when we recognized that the Afghan government didn't have much capacity to come into a new area and establish a high degree of control. We've also gone through a pretty rough patch with President Karzai.
U.S. officials recently launched a charm offensive to help smooth rocky relations with Hamid Karzai. The Afghan president has been given much more input into any military operations in Afghanistan, including Kandahar. Karzai told a Washington audience the first phase of the Kandahar process should include better resourcing, more intelligence, and building a better government.
And then if and when and where needed an operation militarily in consultation with the community and backed by the community. This is the approach that we have adopted.
Building better government in Kandahar will be difficult. Unlike Marja, there is a government already in place in Kandahar, but it's weak and divided. Carl Forsberg with the Institute for the Study of War says the real power in Kandahar is held by warlords and power brokers such as Ahmad Wali Karzai, the president's half-brother, who heads the provincial council. Forsberg said Ahmad Wali Karzai and his allies have control over some of Kandahar's police units and operate their own militias.
So it's a situation in which they're really able to exercise through some militias, through connections to the government in Kabul, exercise a fair amount of influence over the formal institutions of the government.
Forsberg says if the U.S. is to reform government in Kandahar, it has to take on the power brokers. But so far, he adds, little has been done.
We're not sure what to do about governance in Kandahar, and that's just sort of led us to a situation where we're not doing particularly much.
The question is how long it will take the U.S., NATO, and the Afghan government to stabilize Kandahar. The Center for a New American Security's John Noggle says President Obama is expecting a progress report before the end of the year.
And Kandahar is going to be the major operation that is going to be reviewed. So we're going to have to see some results from Kandahar.
That review is due to take place in December. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.